Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. How is everyone today? I hope you're all doing very well. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I realize that I'm getting behind again on talking about the vacation, and so I'm going to try to get some more of that done in this episode. But I'm going to play another voicemail. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Hey, Adam. It's Nico.
Hi, Nico.
And it would probably help if I was speaking English instead. I said I would call, and here I am calling.
Thank you.
Fairly late in the night for me. It's been a very busy Thanksgiving week here. We've gone to two weddings, a birthday party, and lots of stuff. Been very hectic. Also been very fun. Also not so fun. That's like having beer spilled on me at one of the weddings. I've been listening to Geeky Gay, like I listen to many of the podcasts, out of order, and I tend to be behind. And the one that I listened to recently, you mentioned your fondness for sweet wines. I'm not really a fan of sweet wines. And I do remember there was a party a few years ago where somebody brought one of the Stellas that was so sweet. It was essentially grape soda. When you say you like sweet wine, is that the kind of wine that you like?
Yeah.
More or less, it's soda.
Yep.
Just curious. So, anyway, that's my call. I'll call again at some point. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Nico. So my favorite, and I'm not going to remember the name of the actual wine. I think it's Nivola or Nivoli. But it's a Moscato d'Asti. And so basically, I don't know, Moscato is very sweet. It's like a dessert wine. And I think the d'Asti part means that it's carbonated. Anyway, it's basically like a soda. Yes. That's alcoholic. And actually my favorite wines were back in the day. I don't know if you guys had Boone's Farm in California, but those, you know, that are just like Kool-Aid that's fermented or something. I mean, that is my favorite kind of wine. I mean, the flavor. I want something really sweet. I will drink other wine, but I don't enjoy it near as much. I'd almost rather have a Diet Mountain Dew or something, or a Diet Coke, and then do a shot of vodka or something if I'm just drinking to like get a buzz or something like that. But I don't know. Anyway, thank you for calling. But yes, we had a fun time in Austin. And yes, that is the kind of wine that I like. Right. So let's see. I'm going to look here and see. I'm having trouble keeping track of like who I've played and who I haven't. So I'm trying to figure that out. But here's a new one.
Adam, it's Kathy Bacon. If you draw my name for the prize, toss it back in. Draw someone else. How's that? Amazing.
Oh, you're so amazing, Kathy. Well, we know that Kathy is wealthy because she's always putting in money for these contests. And then she's so wealthy, she must be wealthier than Baron Frosty because she wants to give Baron Frosty money. So that means Kathy must make more money than Baron Frosty. I don't know. I mean, maybe. All right. Well, anyway, thank you for your call, Kathy. I don't remember where I was at all, so I'm probably going to repeat something. But we got to Austin. We had Thanksgiving lunch. It was good. The wine was so-so because it wasn't sweet enough. And then that evening, We went back to the, well, we went to the Barton Pool. I think that's what it was, the Barton Pool, which again, I said this, it's fed by a spring. It's like 58 degrees. No, 68 degrees year round. There were a couple of hot guys swimming and we just walked around. I took a picture of a bird and we went to this other little place. I can't remember the name of the park, but the pool is in a larger park that has a lot of walking trails and there's so much water in Austin, and I don't know if it's all the same water and it's just like little tributaries and stuff, or if it's like multiple rivers and creeks and lakes, and you know, because I know Lake Travis is there, I believe, and there's Lake Ladybird Lake, is that what it's called? Anyway, there's a lot of water, and so everywhere you go there's some kind of water, and I never know, is this a river, is this a lake, is this a creek? You know, what is it? But anyway, there was some water and there was a bridge over it. And we walked over the bridge and there were a lot of runners. And Mark said, maybe if we lived in a city, we'd exercise more because it seems like all the guys in the cities exercise. And I said, probably not, but, you know, maybe. And anyway, so then we just kind of did that. We went back to the hotel and we hung out in the room for a little bit because I wasn't hungry yet. And because we had a big lunch, it was really big. And so then we decided to just eat in the hotel, but we went down to the restaurant in the hotel and we had a pizza. It was good, actually, like a homemade, not like a Pizza Hut pizza, but like they had a pizza oven there and there was this cute guy that was actually, you know, stretching the dough and throwing it up in the air and all that kind of stuff. And so we did that, and that was loud. Sorry. let me try that again. And then we went up and walked around the pool and stuff. I think I talked about that already. And then the next day, we got up, and you know, we didn't get up too early, but I really wanted to take him to get. I wanted to take Mark to get breakfast tacos because. One thing that Austin is known for is breakfast tacos or Mexican food. And so I had done all this research and I found a list. This guy on Bon Appetit, editor, one of the editors, Alex Delaney, I think is his name. He has a couple of YouTube series for the Bon Appetit channel where he goes around and tries restaurants and he'll like try everything on the menu or whatever. And so he had this article where he went to Austin and he tried 26 different breakfast taco places. And so I picked his number one and I can't remember the name of it now. So you're going to have to go look for a Bon Appetit article by Alex Delaney. He says best breakfast taco in Austin or something, or no, top 26 breakfast tacos or something like that. And I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, we went there and they when they came to the table, they spoke Spanish to me. And I was a typical American. I mean, we were in America, in my defense, even though like when we went to Montreal and I spoke English to everyone. And then I heard this comedian talking about Montreal and how they look down on you if you speak English to them. And, you know, you're supposed to speak because they're... Well, this comedian said that they're really snooty in Montreal, and I don't know if that's true, but they all seemed very nice to me, but maybe they were talking behind my back. They were like, ugh, it's the guy that's speaking English to us. Oh, he's so much better than we are. You know, or so I don't know. Maybe they were, you know, spitting in my food. But anyway, so they came up and they spoke Spanish, and I probably, if I had been prepared that it was going to be Spanish, I would have, you know, understood what they were saying. But I wasn't. I was expecting English. And so I was not paying attention. And I had no idea what she said. And so I'm like, eh, huh? And so she, you know, repeated it in English, you know, what would you like to drink or something? And I know, like, the word for drink is beber. Beber. I'm a Southern boy. I used to beber. Beber. I'm not good. I swear to God, I took like 3 years of Spanish and 2 years of German, and I'm just a Southern boy, so. And my French, I took French as well. My French teacher and my German teacher both told me I had a knack for picking up languages, and now if I try to say one Spanish word to drink, bebida, bebida, beber, I sound like I'm, I don't know. I sound really bad. Oh my God. I wish my accent was better. Anyway, so I know it's horrible. So Nico, you just called and you speak Spanish. I believe you speak Spanish. And, you know, you were speaking Spanish to me at the beginning of the voicemail. And I feel self-conscious, to be honest. Anyway, I'm sorry. Hola, Nico. ¿Cómo estás? So she was speaking Spanish to me, and she took our order, everything like that. We got a few different types of breakfast tacos, and we got some guacamole. And, you know, it wasn't that great, to be honest. I like a taco, and I like a breakfast taco, and I like Mexican food, but they were kind of plain. They really needed either the guacamole or the salsa, which I put, but Mark found the salsa to be too hot. And so it ended up that he didn't really enjoy the meal all that much. I mean, it was good. I enjoyed the meal, but I wouldn't have expected it to be number one on someone's list. That's all I'm going to say. Also, don't get the Migas taco when you go get breakfast tacos. It's kind of plain. It's just like, maybe at some restaurants it's good, but it was literally like fried tortillas mixed with eggs in a shell. That's all it was. There was no sauce. It needed some salt or something. I don't know. We did that, and then we went to a cave. And I'll have to talk. Man, this is really taking a long time for me to get through this two-day vacation. But I'll keep going on the next episode. All right, everyone, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me. We do have a contest going on, but I would love you to call me anytime. 479-221-9393. And you can find many more GLBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.